This podcast is certified fresh. Freshmediaworks.com.
100 Word Stories Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Usually, you'll hear a 100 Word Story from me or one of the regular guest contributors here. Or you'll hear the weekly challenge where I post a topic and y'all have a week to come up with stories based on that topic. But this is an extra special episode for you lovers and romancers out there. It's Valentine's Day, and we've got a whole bunch of Valentine's Day stories lined up just for you. I put out the call for stories about a week and a half ago, and the response was great. 14 stories in all. That's amazing! Now, which one's going to go first? No, it's not the winner of last week. Come on, you got weekly challenge on the brain there. Come on, get a handle on it. Get it? Handle? Water music? Okay, maybe not. But let's start with Ellison of Blogged Ellison, and I'll just start deleting files left and right as we get them played, okay? Here we go.
This is Ellison. Welcome to another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. This story was written especially for the Valentine's Day collection. It's entitled First Love, a 100-word elegy. I was not quite 10 when I fell in love for the first time. We were visiting my grandparents in Miami, where they kept a mountain of old Reader's Digests. It was in their yellowed pages that I met her. She was a 12-year-old Catholic girl from a small Quebec town. My heart melted when I saw her. She had sandy hair and wore glasses. She was adorable, and I fell hopelessly in love. Hopelessly. My love would never be, could never be, reciprocated. She had died of leukemia. 45 years later, the thought of her still breaks my heart. This has been another 100-word story at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. And this is Ellison, signing off.
That's so sweet. Thank you, Ellison. And so horribly depressing. Right off the bat. Okay, well... okay, everyone. Let's go over to Liana of Hodgepodge Point. Now, she submitted 6 stories. That's right. Where y'all were sending in one or none at all, Lisa. She sent 6 stories, and so I'm going to intersperse hers, you know, here and then someone and then another and another. So here we go. Liana from Hodgepodge Point with A Lasting Love Surrounds.
Happy Valentine's Day, everyone. My name is Leiana, and I present a podcast called Hodgepodge Point. I am submitting some stories to Lawrence Simon's 100-word story Valentine's special, and this one is called A Lasting Love Surrounds. I love you, she whispered, stroking his cheek with a feathery touch. I always have. He snuggled against her even more. The slow movement of her body nearly put him in a trance as he gazed upon her almost translucent skin. I never doubted it. His voice was heavy with sorrow. It's not fair what's happened to you. We should be together as 2 angels, not 1. Her voice stayed soft. Rejoice for what we were given. With your love, I was kept from hell where I truly belong. I will forever be grateful to be your cloud in heaven.
Aw, isn't that sweet? They're not going to get sappier than that, are they? Okay, well, thank you, Liana, and you'll be back in a little moment here. But first, okay, who wants to go next? Who wants to go next? How about Ted from Ted's podcast? And he hasn't yet gotten his podcast going, but that's okay. Here we go. Ted, didn't you win a weekly challenge recently? Come on, send me your address. I need to get you your refrigerator magnet. Come on, it's my Valentine to you. Okay, here we go. Ted from Ted's podcast.
She told me she wanted it to be a special Valentine's Day. She said she was ready to give me her heart. Honestly, nobody had ever done that before. How would I handle that? I mean, I believe that for someone to truly give their heart to another person, well, it must be love, real love. How could I say no? Hadn't I been waiting for this my whole life? I gladly accepted her gift to me. The time had come. She was ready. I was ready. With eager anticipation, I took her heart. With a fucking chainsaw!
Now you know why there is the explicit tag on this podcast. You know, he's really teasing us by keep saying, yeah, Ted from Ted's podcast, and not telling us where it is or getting it started. Building up the anticipation. Thank you, Ted. And hopefully the medication will start to kick in. Now it's once again back to Liana here. I think this one is called Barrier to My Desire. Take it away, Liana.
Hey there, everyone. I'm Liana, and I present a podcast called Hodgepodge Point, and you can find it at hodgepodgepoint.libsyn.com. And this one is called Barrier to My Desire. She's an exotic beauty resting among the common, no doubt coming from some far-off island where the sea breeze brushes against her smooth skin. The color of her face is rosy, tinged with a sunburst orange. I'm bound, trapped in my small world. Only the window allows me to look upon her. When the sun moves my way, her gaze follows. Sometimes it falls on me. I thank the sun god for this blessing. I want to touch my desire, but that's not how nature works when you're a potted plant with an ache for a rare flower.
Even plants need love, but please, don't fondle the dirt. Thank you, Liana. We'll be back with more of Liana after this, well, this other 100-word story. Not only is Ted a podcaster, but his sister Patty has gotten into the act. My God, they'll let anybody do this stuff. I mean, look at me. Patty, thank you for stopping by here, and oh, what did you drop off for us as a Valentine's Day gift?
Valentine's Day, take two. Valentine's Day was different on Earth. She was still trying to get used to it. Red hearts, candies, flowers, it made no sense. What did this all have to do with the Valentine Day? She grew wistful remembering home, how the single men would prepare for weeks with a diet of raw vegetables and fresh corn. On the special day, a man would produce the most beautiful dung mound, wrap it in brown paper, and leave the package aflame on his intended's doorstep. It was all in good fun, but plenty of matches made in heaven started that way.
Oh, so it is hereditary. Well, maybe there's a telethon for it. Thank you, Patty. Looking forward to hearing more from you during the weekly challenges. Do I need to get a restraining order against the whole family there? Okay, thank you, and let's get back to Liana again on the Liana Every Other Story show here. No, it's Valentine's Day. She's just hammering them out one by one here. This one is called Homebound.
Hi, I'm Liana, presenter of the podcast Hodgepodge Point. I also contribute to the 100 Word Story Challenge that Lawrence Simon has.
I thought you were supposed to be busy. Get out of there.
To contribute some 100 Word Stories for the Valentine's special, and this particular piece is called Homebound. Petey, I'm so cold and tired. Hold on, Stacy. Someone will be coming soon. Pete turned the flashlight on to his wife. The light danced over her blue cheeks. He could hear her teeth chatter in the still air. This'll be a great story to tell your friends when we get home. Imagine Tiffany's fury when you one-up her. Stacy smiled faintly, then closed her eyes. Stace? Pete whispered, but he knew she wasn't there anymore. I love you, Stacy. The words were choked. He held her in their makeshift igloo, then kicked out the sides to let it collapse.
Thank you once again, Liana, and sorry about that. The midget is supposed to be off preparing a little special something for me today, but, well, you're the one who put in the intro in every one of those. Okay, well, I'll just, you know, kind of tighten it up a little. I hope you don't mind. But thank you once again, and you'll be back in a little bit after the next story. Okay, next up is, let's see, how about we put in Kelly Burt from Come Let Me Whisper. I think you're at rlburt.blogspot.com, right? Okay, Kelly, let's see what you've got.
Hi, it's Kelly Burt from Come Let Me Whisper, and here's my Valentine. I call it Valentine's from the Edge. Love can be questionable for some and absolute for others. It can be shortly defined, or if you're lucky, often demonstrated. For me, love is not an item to be wrapped with a bow and displayed for all to judge its worth. It's the unexpected kiss, a wink from across a crowded room. It's really having the Valentine feeling on any day of the year. It's the way my Valentine makes me feel. So, here we find ourselves at yet another commercial holiday. Thankfully, I find myself loved and not at the return counter of lost love. Thank you, Russell.
Aw, isn't that sweet? And she's referring to Russell Burt, by the way, and not, say, Russell Holloman of Podcast Ready. So just to clear things up, in case someone says, what's Russell Holloman doing with never mind. Thank you, Kelly. And let's see, who's going to come next? Oh, that's right. We got one here from Liana of HodgePodgePoint.libsyn.com. Maybe you've heard of the place. Hold on. This one's called It Never Hurts When You Give. Okay, here we go.
Hi there, my name is Leiana, and I present a podcast called Hodgepodge Point, where I read various stories and poems that are written by myself and others who submit to me. And I am contributing to Lauren Simon's 100-word story Valentine special.
Yay!
This particular piece is called It Never Hurts When You Give In.
Oh, give in.
I'm never told twice anymore. The dinner is placed neatly on the table. I wash in the tub and put on the vintage dress he laid out for me this morning. Smiling to myself, I brush my hair and apply some makeup. I can't figure out why I used to fight, why it took so long for me to realize how much he loves me. That's why he brought me here. I glance at the wall clock. It's only a matter of minutes before he comes home. Maybe tonight he'll take the shackle off my ankle before he takes me.
Okay, it looks like Liana may be a distant cousin of Patty and Ted there. You send so many stories, you start to get a little crazy, I guess. Thank you again, Liana, and we'll come back to you in a moment. Sort of like coming back to Dick Clark there up on the stage every New Year's. How you doing, Dick? You still awake? Okay. Yeah, your hair looks great as always. Okay. Thank you again, Liana, and I know I'm having fun, you know, merciless fun at your expense, but that's okay. You know, I'm going to send you a few refrigerator magnets or something. Tire chains. You're up in Michigan, right? It's snowing. Okay. Next up is Tom from the Footnote Podcast. So let's hear what Tom has crafted for this holiday.
Happy Valentine's Day, Lawrence. This story is called The Heart Will Grow. Louis handed Sister Mary Henri a red construction paper heart. Will you be my Valentine? I'm your teacher, said the nun. Louis looked confused. I'm a nun, she replied. Louis's expression remained. Louis, I'm so much older than you, sweet boy. He wasn't shaken by all the arguments, so the sister took a different tack. I will be your Valentine if you make the same beautiful heart for all the other children. 30 years later, Cardinal Louis Lacour received his Nobel for work in Africa. Sister Henri stood by his side, in hand, a frail construction paper heart.
Thank you, Tom. Although, I'm wondering if that story's true or not. I just have to know. Hold on, let me just call up Tom here. And it's one of the things I want to do is Skype to people on during weekly challenges on Saturday mornings. Just send me your ID at isfulofcrap, or send it to my email what it is, and I'll add you to my friends, and we'll all be friends. And what I'll do, we may do little discussions about the stories after the weekly challenges are up or something like that. You know, maybe explain, you know, what was your story about? Give me its meaning. You know, sort of like in the actor's studio. But anyway, I think I've got a connection with Tom now. Okay, this thing just takes forever to connect, doesn't it? You out there, Tom?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
I can hear you just fine. I'm not too sure whether the Skype Pamela lady can hear you, but we're going to try this again. People, the big secret is Pamela sucks donkey cock. And that's why she sounds so sweet, because she's got to tease the donkeys. Sorry for stealing your routine there, Steve from Hog on Ice. So what is the story? Is this a true story?
The Valentine Tame one?
Yeah, the one that you were telling me to get into my pants. No, the Valentine's Day story.
Yeah, well, I wasn't sure which one was this, for the weekly challenge or for the Valentine thing. Yeah, and the Valentine thing was, I grew up and I went to Catholic grade school, and I did have a sister, Henri. She was the beautiful nun. The rest of the nuns weren't so beautiful. Okay. They were all Sisters of Mercy. And I remember being a kid, and they just started allowing you to do Valentines in school, so handing them all out. So part of it is memories of that moment. And then I did this extrapolation. I go, well, how does this kid fit in with this teacher, and what would happen if we fast-forwarded his life? And it all kind of all fell together in a nice form, and it had a middle, beginning, and end, and it had closure on it.
Okay, so those are the three good things about a story, although a fourth thing that I really like in a story is when you get a book contract out of it.
Yeah.
So beginning, middle, and paycheck!
Paycheck, yeah, money,
the best
show
part.
Me the money.
Yeah, instead of freaking refrigerator magnets. So
did it feel real to you?
It felt real.
When you read it, really? Oh, good.
You had me fooled. You had me fooled.
Wow.
I thought you were looking up in Wikipedia like Cardinal Fred, you know, had the hots for a nun, got whacked with a ruler, and turned straight and narrow and kept his hands off the kids kind of thing. I was ready I was ready to look them up in Wikipedia, because we all know that Wikipedia is the source of all truth.
Yes, all knowledge falls down from us. Yeah, well, it's amazing you can do that in 100 words. I didn't think you could, and so I'm just tickled that it worked well.
You had me fooled. You think you had anyone
Sweet.
Else fooled?
I don't know. We'll have to see later on.
Now that we're giving it away, I mean, they're going to be like, oh, no, I wasn't fooled at all. Not me.
It'll be like Sixth Sense backwards.
You know what, Sixth Sense, you know, now that we're on that subject, I thought that everyone was saying, oh, there's a big twist, there's a big twist, there's a big secret. You want to know what I thought was the big secret?
No.
He was a registered sex offender child molester. You know, the big secret is that, you know, he's all scared, he's all frightened,
yeah,
and Bruce Willis just makes a Michael Jackson move on him.
Who's your daddy?
Yeah. Okay, so that just earned us the explicit tag again.
we'll put a boop in there. Ah, screw it.
Will, who do you think is editing this thing? Will, you're acting like Andrew.
No. Hey, let's play nice.
Oh, yeah, I got this great idea for a show. We'll do this and you'll record it and produce it. Oh, yeah, that's going to be great. Yeah, I'll cross my palm with Lyndon's. Well, thank you very much, Tom, for being the guinea pig for the first in-show interview. How do you like the story so far?
I think we're on top of it.
You haven't heard any of them because I haven't put up the show yet.
I'm making it up.
Folks, that's how it's going to go. Just toss your IDs to me. It is full of crap within Skype. Or if you want to do it via Gizmo, toss me a note. I don't ever go into Gizmo. Nobody in their right mind does. Do they have recording things for Google Talk? Google does everything. Probably
Yeah, it's called Vocal Gopher.
Vocal Gopher. That sounds like a porn star. You know, starring Vocal Gopher. Down, down, bow, bow, down, down, bow, bow.
What?
What? Okay, you'll be doing my soundtracks. So that it's podcast safe. Unlike some of the crap I use. Oops, I didn't admit that, did I? I won't be. Yeah, we'll edit that out.
Yes.
So, thank you very much.
For the little children coming to me.
Yeah, womp.
Oops, I'm in trouble now.
And it'll get broadsided. So, thank you very much, Tom, for being the guinea pig, and hopefully this one didn't fuck up as well. And
who's next in the list?
Who's next in the list? Well, every other story is Liana's story. She sent in a whole bunch of really good ones. And she put, like, you know, the first half of them are introing, you know, hi, I'm Liana. You know, you can hear me over at Hodgepodge Point. Every single one of them. You know, as if, you know, I'm not going to be playing them all in their entirety. I think she was just testing to see if I'd actually listen to them or if I just assemble these by cut, paste, and pretend that I listen. No, I listen to every one of these.
It's hard to break those people of that habit, you know, because Ellison is still announcing them the same way.
Well, he's expecting to go solo at some point, like Sting, I bet. You know, he's going to be like, you know, yeah, Andy, Stewart, you know, hit the road. You know, I'm the front guy. You know, I got the funny hair. I'm the guy who plays Frankenstein. You know, that kind of thing.
I could see Ellison in Dune.
I will kill him.
Let me. Here's my knife.
My name is a killing word. Well, thank you, Tom. And so next up is Liana with yet another story. Say goodnight, Tom.
Goodnight, Tom.
Walked right into that.
Hey, everyone, and happy Valentine's Day. My name is Liana, and I present a podcast called Hodgepodge Point, where I usually ramble on about God knows what, and then present a story or poem of my own, or play something that was submitted to me. Lawrence has a 100-word story Valentine's special going, and I've submitted a few things to him. This particular piece is one of my husband and I and how we met. It's a poem, so bear with me. This one's called Love Connection. Not eyes, hands, legs, just heart, is what he fell in love with from the start. Her humor came across the way, her silliness refreshing every day. Words and giggles, smiles and charm, she had it all, and he wasn't alarmed. Softness of voice and tenderness in manner, she was drawn in, and he was all that mattered. He kept her laughing throughout the night and delighted her during the daylight. Never did he hide all that he felt, and all the truth made her melt. This love net connect story has no sorrow, for they're together today and all tomorrows.
Thank you, Liana. How many more do we have of hers? I'd say at least one more. So in order to get there, let's see, we're going to need to put in, Let's try my pal Houston Keys. Now, you can check out Houston Keys at tatertotsforthemasses.blogspot.com, and he's been really bizarre over at metro.isfullofcrap.com. It's a site that we use for knocking the piss out of the local transit authority for having a $78,000 a year paid blogger, which probably is twice as much as Andrew Sullivan makes. So here's Houston Keys with his Valentine's story.
I'm the banjo playing midget Lawrence keeps in his basement. I have a confession to make. Everyone thinks I hang around here to read the literary masterpieces submitted every weekend. Does anyone think I want to read any more of that crap Houston writes? What kind of name is that anyway? Sounds like a string of islands from downtown. The goofball lives in Dallas. How stinking confusing. I'm here for my one true love, Lawrence Simon. Oh, sorry. That's my email. Ah, crap. It's another 100-word story. I've got to go read this junk.
Thank you, Houston. And yeah, that's sometimes what I'm thinking when I've got 12 freaking midget stories to read and I waited until 11 in the morning to get the thing ready for a launch time at noon. Not that I don't mind getting stories to put on the site. I mean, I'm grateful that people send them in and I'm always willing to help try to read them for folks. Not that it's me reading them. It's, of course, the midget reading them. What is this, the angst hour? It's almost an hour podcast at this rate. Well, thank you, Houston Keys. And let's see. We've got, I think, two more here. Let's go with Justin and Amanda. Now, Justin recently lost his doggy bear, so I'm sure that he's probably sick and tired of hearing people's condolences, and I've probably offered my condolences. I think, hold on, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. It was twice then. A whole bunch of times. So here's Justin and Amanda with their 100-word Valentine story.
So, what you want for Valentine's Day, hon?
I don't know.
How about chocolate?
No, I look like a cow as it is.
If so, then you're the sexiest cow I've ever seen.
Whatever.
Hey, I think that's our song. Care to dance?
Why not? Steve?
Yes, Tina?
You don't have to get me anything. These last 7 months have been amazing. Having you is all I could ever want.
You sure?
As sure as I can be. Just come over to my place and don't bring the video camera this time.
As long as you promise you won't move.
Deal.
That song you heard in the background was Brad Paisley's We Danced. I'd like to thank Amanda for helping me out by providing a female voice for the story, and Lawrence for actually letting our crappy voices in his podcast. See y'all next time.
Well, it was going to be a great podcast, but then it turned out that I was making it. Get blown up interviews, and chainsaws, and what next? Midgets? That's the hallmark of a great podcast. Don't let Adam Curry tell you otherwise. It's not 20, 25 millions in venture capital that make a podcast. No, it's midgets, chainsaws, and blown interviews, and a host that can't freaking keep a straight face. Okay, well, Justin and Amanda, you know, I'm going to say something that's going to get my ass kicked here, but when I saw Justin and Amanda, for just one moment there, I thought this was going to be, oh, this is my sister Amanda, and I'm like, then when I heard the thing about, then I realized, he's in Beaumont, not Louisiana, so, okay. Whew. Yeah, I almost dodged a bullet there. Yeah, when we head out to the Cardinals game in April, he's going to kick my fucking ass. All right. Here we go with, let's see. We've got Tabitha. But you know what, Tabitha, you can hold on a second here. You know, I'm hoping that there's another story by Liana here. One more in the bottom of the barrel here. Come on, reaching down deep and, oh yeah, there it is.
Liana here, and I present a podcast called Hodgepodge Point, where you can hear me ramble on about who knows what, and then read one of my stories or poems or something from somebody who submitted to me. I am submitting to Lawrence Simon's 100-word story Valentine's special, and this piece is called Stupid Cupid, Said the God. Cupid raced around the corner of another building, his bare feet slapping the pavement hard as he forced another quick burst of energy out of his legs. The little wings on his back had given out hours ago. Three large human mobs charged at him, arrows sticking out from every part of their bodies. They screamed his name and gushed endless words of affection. Zeus! What the hell is happening? Cupid called into the air. Sorry, man, Zeus responded. Norse gods bet on the Colts this year. Loki got to pick the prank, and you're the butt end of it.
Thank you, Liana. I've been kidding you all this time, but you did a great job. Six hammering them out. Nobody went Iron Man on this one like you did. And it was great. And thank you, and I'm looking forward to when you put all six together for a hodgepodge point there. And fantastic. And just everybody, just take a moment, you know, even if you're driving while listening to these, you know, stop and applaud. Don't worry, the people left and right of you, you'll bounce off their cars, and you'll still be in your lane. All righty. I think we got one more here. It is from Tabitha Gray Smith from strangelyliteral.com. Now, I didn't see this originally in the email, any of that. I was going to put in my show notes, which I don't really have. But I looked at the ID tag on the MP3, and boom, comes right up there. And this one, you know, so you got to give me the information which podcast you do and, you know, the URL so I can credit you. But, you know, it's like, oh, well, but right there on the ID tag, so you can tell that it's a late night. This is why I do weekly challenges Saturday morning instead of Tuesday night. All right, here we go with Tabitha.
My Boyfriend by Tabitha. My Boyfriend. I am happy. After months of searching, fruitless dating, and throwing money away at eHarmony, I found the love of my life, my boyfriend. He's warm, snuggly, handsome, brave. He likes stirring up trouble and doesn't mind that I don't always look my best. He's the best boyfriend a girl could ask for. He can be a bit lazy, but it's in these times he shows himself truly romantic. So this Valentine's Day, I won't be alone like countless ones before now. I have my cat. Wait, did I forget to mention my cat's name is my boyfriend?
Wasn't that sweet, folks? Thank you, Tabitha. Or is that Rael in disguise? Cat stories and all. Well, that was 14 stories there. Thank you very much to everyone who sent one in. Now, you're probably wondering, is Planet Z going to come up with a story for Valentine's Day? And the answer is yes.
Love is in the air. It's also in the water and food supplies. We're not sure who did it, but someone managed to weaponize love and release it into New York City on Valentine's Day as some kind of terror attack. They were probably thinking that if they got everyone to love everyone else, our dog-eat-dog capitalist economic system would crumble. Well, it worked. Manhattan's now completely love-struck. Totally paralyzed. Problem is, it's spreading. Because when you're in love, you just have to share, right? I can hear them at the barricades, armed with flowers and chocolates. Ready. Aim. Fire!
You sick son of a bitch. Well, there you have it. 15 stories for Valentine's Day. Unless I get one in the next hour or so, then I'll slip that in and assume that I just miscounted. Thanks to everyone who sent in their stories this week to be a part of the Valentine's Day special. But which one was the best? No, none of that. We're not doing any voting. They were all great. But you can leave comments on the stories at the archive site at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. There's more to do at the website than just leave comments, you know. You can check out the show notes, links to everyone who sent in a story this week, and the text of the stories in case you can't understand what they said. But guess who didn't send in the text of their 6 stories? Maybe I'll add it later if she actually sends those in. It's not like, you know, she sent the text of a story to a DJ and had him sign it. Yeah, there are people who listen to your stuff. You know, listen to your stories. I don't just fast forward to listen to my own. There's also archives of my very own 100 word stories there, and you can buy a bunch of crap. Need to subscribe to the feed? Well, there's lots of links to various directories and podcatchers there, including one-click options for iTunes and Podcast Ready. Have I said how great Podcast Ready is? It rocks. It doesn't just whip the llama's ass, it cuts it off and barbecues it, man. Barbecue llama ass. This podcast could do with a few more reviews on iTunes and Yahoo, though. What is it going to take to get you to write one? Really? We'll be back with another 100 Word Stories episode tomorrow. And Saturday is going to be the next weekly challenge. Hopefully y'all aren't too tired from writing all these stories to come up with something for, what is it this week? What the hell? Wiffle balls. Oh, God. Why did I put that up to a vote? Well, anyway, once again, thank you to everyone who sent in their stories and put up with my just naked honesty here. Until then, thanks for listening, and as always, keep it brief. What are we up to? 32 minutes and 30 seconds. Wow. Gonna need a bigger server.